You all know who Jack Phillips is. Jack Phillips is the owner of Masterpiece Bakery. This is the cake baker dude who is being, who the sodomite couple is suing to try to force him to use his creative talent to design and bake a sodomite wedding cake for them. He won't do it.
Is he the only baker in that town?
Well, no, he wasn't the only baker. We'll get into that in a minute. They could have walked a block down the street. There was a baker right across the street. Anyways. This case has now become embarrassing to run-of-the-mill, not-so-radical homosexuals like Andrew Sullivan, who is a famous author, blogger, and writer, who, by the way, I actually read the story on, it's probably one of the last stories that I did on the old station in the old country, speaking of.
don't forget about the homosexual that threw out the people who were making who were in his coffee shop.
In Starbucks.
Right.
Yeah, get out. Yeah, right. Andrew Sullivan has written at the New York Times Magazine, "The Case for the Baker in the Gay Wedding Culture War." Sullivan came out like two decades ago, says that the sodomite, the Marxist sodomite vampire. Miniature, the Marxist sodomite vampire, they're ascendant. The Marxist sodomite vampires are making a huge mistake. Huge mistake in taking on Jack Phillips and in suing him. And I'd like to read part of his post because it makes an awful lot of, it's common sense. Common sense. And Sullivan predicts that you're not going to like the way this is going to end. This is not going to end well for practicing sodomites. Then we have this. Now, when I say this name, I hope most of you don't know who this is. This is from TheFederalist.com. August Ames didn't have to die over accusations of homophobia. This is today's title story in the pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. If you want to read any or all of these stories, they're all in my pile of prep today, except the Saints one, because I just got that one. If you don't know who August Ames was, that's her stage name. She was a porno movie actress. Real name, Mercedes Grabowski. Mrs. Grabowski hanged herself on December the 5th. Why? Well, 3 weeks earlier, she had canceled a porno movie shoot when she discovered that the guy who was supposed to be in the film with her had very recently been filmed performing an act of sodomy. Yes, with another guy. And she said, no way. Not going to happen. She was immediately, by the Gestapo, was immediately called out as a radical homophobe, bigot, sexist homophobe, harassed and then threatened. The pressure and the threat was unrelenting. To the point then, Mrs. Ames, she was a Mrs., took her life. Now, I'm not going to make any excuses up for her career choices and all the mortal sin that she caused with people, the men and women that watched her films. I mean, there's simply just, there's no defense for this. There is none. However, the Gestapo, I'm telling you, ladies and, wait a minute, I almost said ladies and gentlemen. I almost made a mistake. I meant to say persons and persons, like Hades I did. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked about this before. If you have a child or a nephew or a friend or a brother that is a homosexual, and you know they're riding this wave of media correctness and riding this this wave of public acceptance, forced acceptance, and popularity, their numbers are so small, naturally speaking, so small. This will backfire someday, soon. And when it does, this is not going to be fun anymore. Because the shaming of August Ames, this is not an isolated event. You got a warped brain that actually convinces you that committing acts of sodomy and then being filmed doing so is some kind of an acceptable activity. I mean, look, there is no porn that is acceptable, but that's just an abomination.